too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. Many times we've loved, we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough. Oh, oh, baby.
Welcome back, Ray I Radio. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, here with the Vulgar Vulgar, Matty G and Peanut. We're having a little Hawaiian passion fruit jelly biscuit this morning, a little sausage bacon cheese biscuit, up early bacon biscuits. Having a little Thomas coffee, and not just a sales pitch, I'm having Thomas coffee this great this morning. Up at 3:30, cooking the biscuits, Vulgar Vulgar. Midwest Outdoor Magazine is out. February issue, coming to the newsstands. I got a great article in there. Yes, boys and girls, I wrote about fishing. You should see some of my messages I'm getting from the guys. It's pretty interesting. We're going to run out to Reno, Nevada. This is the sheep show. We did this last year, 1 year ago, on the 21st. But now we're going to go get this guy, Top Cat, Tony Caggiano. He's with all kinds of companies. He's doing all kinds of things. The one and only, TC, Tony Caggiano. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Ray.
Man, a little early out there, huh? Did you have to go out and slap the rooster?
Yeah, you got me up early. Without it, this is the earliest I've been up in a while without a turkey gobbling at me.
Yeah, for sure. Man, you have been on the road. You've been to all types of shows, and we got other shows coming up. But this weekend, you're at the Sheep Show. Tell us about the show and what you're doing there and why you're there.
Yeah, we're out here at the Sheep Show in Reno, Nevada. It's one of my favorite shows every year. It's for the Wild Sheep Foundation. And we're out here with our David Denny's and Red Stag Patagonia companies. We got a great booth. We've been doing talking to a lot of sheep hunters and just hunters in general about all the Argentina red stag hunts and big game hunts and our bird hunts down there. So
awesome.
We've been on the road. We were down at the Dallas Safari Club convention a couple weeks ago. Drove out there and then flew home for a week, flew back to Dallas and drove here to Reno. So it's quite the road trip we got going on right now.
Road dog. I don't miss that. It felt so good this year, me not doing all these shows when the guys were out at the ATA show and, you know, you're doing these shows. I will be at the turkey show. We'll be there with you at your booth. What is that booth number down there? You got the booth down there in Nashville? Do you know what it is on top of your head?
No, I don't. They actually changed the number on us, so we're going to have to they moved some stuff around. I guess that they had some issues at the turkey show with it was a bigger show, and then they lost some spots, so they get cut down the number of booths. Now it's bigger this year. But we were in, like, booth, I believe it was, like, 622.
That's up front.
Once I get that all sorted out, we'll get the number to you so you can let everybody know.
Yeah, we got to let everybody know where we're at because we're going to be working at booth Friday when it opens up. We're going to be there all day. Want everybody come to see us. We're going to be doing all kinds of cool stuff. But I got a friend out there, old Dieter Kaboth. He's out there working. He emceed the sheep calling contest. Did you get a chance to see that?
Yeah, we were at the dinner that night, and they had the sheep calling contest. It was different, I'll give you that. They tried something new.
All right, how did they call the sheep? How did they call the sheep, Tony?
Oh, there were some girls out there singing to them like they were, it sounded like a pig calling contest. And they were singing to them. And there was a girl up on stage, she was dancing, she was doing a you and estrus call, which got pretty graphic. It was a lot of fun.
Who are you rooming with out there?
We got Todd Kitchen. You know,
I know the Todd man.
Yeah, he's out here helping us out. He's been down with the World Slam booth down at NWTF, so he's been traveling with me. And we got my buddy Sebastian, who flew up from Argentina, who's one of the owners of Red Stag Patagonia.
Awesome.
So yeah, we're having a lot of fun, meeting a lot of people, and we're here for the sheep. Today's the last day of the show, so we'll be out there for today, and then get to pack up and we ship out to Vegas for the SHOT Show for a couple of days. We don't have a booth, but we got a lot
to be working the show
there.
Though. Yeah, right.
Oh yeah, you know the drill down there.
Oh yeah.
From there, we head to Houston for 5 days, and we're down there for the Houston Safari Club show, the convention, and then I actually drive the rig to Florida, where I believe you know we're moving, so I'm going to drop off some gear there, and then fly back to Vegas for SCI. So it's a
wow.
I've got a busy few weeks ahead of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Turkey show is going to be here before you know it, too.
Yeah. You know, it's that time of year, so it's one of those things where you this is kind of where I get to pay for all the fun. All the fun that I get to have.
Yeah, now you're paying for it.
And doing these hunts.
All right, give us some quick contact information. World Slam, Denny, birds, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so you can check us out at Dave. The bird hunting is daviddennys.com. You can check me out there, Anthony, at daviddennys.com.
Anthony! Anthony!
If you're interested, if you're looking for our turkey hunts like we always do at Uncle Ray there, Tony at WorldSlamAdventures.com. WorldSlamAdventures.com. We got a lot going on there with the big game and the wing shoot and a little bit of everything now. And we're also, it's been really popular here is our Red Stag Patagonia hunt. So RedStagPatagonia.com. So okay. There's a lot going on. As always, I keep pretty busy, but lots of good stuff, man.
Yep. Well, I can't keep you. I know you need to get ready for the show. But real quick, I've been authorized to shoot a television show for Midwest Outdoors, and I want to check if you get moved to Florida, if me and you can't go out a couple mornings, I want to finish our show. We never got to finish a show with you. I want to just camera me and you, nobody else, and shoot a television show. Think we could do that in Florida?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, down in Florida. We'll have great fun down there.
All right, cool.
Then we'll go to Disney World. We'll get a bike.
There you go. Perfect. Well, see, I got that baby. Bro. I got my baby down there, too. Baby Emma's down there, so this works out great.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, so you got permission to go now from the boss.
I'm in great shape.
Whenever you want.
Yes, sir, buddy. Well, thank you, Tony. Appreciate you coming on the show this morning, getting up early with us and let us know what's going on. Wanted to tell the world about what's going on with you because, man, you are a traveling man.
Yeah, thank you, Uncle Ray. It's always fun and great to catch up and great to talk to everybody out there and let them know what we're up to.
All right, as soon as you get off, just walk over there and give that other guy a spanking. He needs one.
Oh, I will. He might be into that, so I'll take it.
All right. A little early. All right. We'll see you, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. Take care. You too. Talk to you soon.
We're going to take a break now. We'll see you all. On the other side, I got a mouthful of biscuit. Jelly biscuit. Thank you, John Sabati.
Great biscuit.
Sheep show, baby.